Hi, this is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and a lot of it? It's like 2 is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, and definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is in a sense or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area, also syndicating across several different stations here in Canada. I am your host, Dave. Joined with Adam. Adam, hello and welcome.
Hello, Dave, and hello, everyone. Yes, I am back. You know what? I just want to say one thing that I could not say on air. Congratulations to Revolution Rock. We have surpassed 1,000 episodes. Dave, it's a real shame, and I feel bad that I couldn't make it for the big anniversary episode last week, but I'm glad to be back on this episode where we have a lot of ground to cover, brand new releases covering some classic artists, some anniversaries, and highlighting some tributes to musicians. A lot to get to on this show. And before I throw it over to you again, I want to give a huge thank you to all you listeners. All of you who have been tuning into CJAM for so many years, we greatly appreciate it, who have been tuning into Revolution Rock for so long, and a huge thank you to everyone who provided us those heartfelt messages.
Yes.
On the last episode, Walter Zarina, Kieran, Nick. So everyone, thank you so much for that. And Dave, with that said, 1,000 episodes, that's nice and all, but that's the past. We have to focus on the future.
Are you saying that it's all downhill from here?
It's been downhill for a while. No, quite the opposite. Actually,
okay, go ahead.
Heartfelt moment. I think the show's improved significantly over the years. But with that said, we have a lot of cool new stuff we're going to be highlighting. Some material from OCs, a new / old record from Neil Young we'll be getting into a little bit later. We have some material from Frankie. As I said, we are going to be celebrating some anniversaries from major albums from the likes of Sam Cooke, Marvin Gaye, and what's really exciting to start off the episode, brand new music from The Hives.
Yes, so we're going to be playing two tracks from their new album, which came out on the 11th of August, called The Death of Randy Fitzsimmons, which is kind of playing into this gimmick they've had their whole time as a band, where they say that there's a sixth member of the band named Randy Fitzsimmons, and he writes all the songs, but no one's ever seen him.
Yeah, and he's kind of been this figure hovering over the band since their inception. Kind of a lot of critics like to use the cliche as a Svengali sort of figure. Mm-hmm. It is appropriate, though, but with this, They've really been leaning into the story of this death of Randy Fitzsimmons when it comes to the promotional videos that have been accompanying the singles. They've been entertaining in and of themselves. But the album itself is a great highlight of why we needed the Hives to come back, giving us some blistering rock and roll music. They're, of course, going on an expansive tour to support this album, including a stop in Michigan in November.
Yeah, they're playing the L Club in Detroit. Tickets sold out instantly, but if you can get a ticket, get one, because it's going to be a great show. We're going to start off with a pair of tracks from this new album. We're going to start off with... Which song should we start off with?
I think we'll do that. We'll do Trap Door Solution to start off with. Also in the set, in addition to music from the Hives, expect to hear some stuff from Cat Clyde, Joanna Sternberg, and a local figure, Lonesome Lefty, here on Revolution Rock.
Yeah. diggy-doo, diggy-doo. You love me and I love you, and when you love it, it's natural too. Diggy-diggy-doo, diggy-doo, diggy-diggy-doo, diggy-doo. I guess I'm just diggy-diggy-doo by name. If you don't say diggy-diggy-doo, you know you're definitely gonna lose your pap. So let those funny people smile. I gotta be a virgin, I'll diggy-diggy-doo, diggy-doo, doo, diggy-diggy-doo, diggy-doo. Diggy diggy doo diggy doo doo diggy diggy doo diggy doo diggy diggy doo diggy doo doo. I'm bop 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 ho ho.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor Detroit area. I said Detroit, but I meant
what
Detroit.
What is Detroit? Is it like a destroyed Detroit?
No.
Is it like Destro from G.I. Joe?
Yes, actually. I meant to say Detroit. Here in the Windsor Detroit area, I'm your host Dave, joined with Adam and...
Didn't you miss me?
It's great to have you back, Adam. We ended off that set with, Lonesome Lefty, who's been playing shows around the Windsor-Essex area again after a while of not. And that's great. It's always a great performance when Lefty plays. And we heard a track from an album. I'm not sure when it actually came out, but it's called The Souvenir Album, Volume 2. And we heard Dig-a-Doo.
Dig-a-dig-a-doo, indeed. We actually got a little bit countrified, a little bit folky in the tail end of that set, which I really appreciated. That song went perfectly after Cat Clyde. We heard something from her latest release titled Down Rounder with the song Everywhere I Go. And some exciting news for fans of Cat Clyde. She'll actually be performing live in Windsor coming up very shortly.
Yeah, I believe in October. So, you know, that's still a little ways away, but... still something pretty cool coming through the area.
Yeah, make sure to check that out. Procure your tickets as they're still available. Fantastic artist, well worth investigating and checking out. And I really like the pairing of these two songs together because I think stylistically they go so well. Before Cat Clyde, we heard from Yolanda Sternberg, a New York artist who's been making some waves with their latest release, I've Got Me, kind of a quaint, almost twee little bit of indie folk slash rock. We heard the great guitar-led track, The Human Magnet Song, from that release. And before that, we got a little bit punkier to start off the set, hearing from Hippie Hooray.
I'd say they're more like kind of garagey.
Garagey, 60s, maybe a power poppy in a way.
60s garagey. Anyways, from Montreal, sung completely in French, we heard Hippie Hooray from the latest release, Exposition Individuelle. And we heard the song Rorsarch.
Rorsarch?
Yeah, Rorsarch.
Rorschach. Rorschach.
Rorschach.
Yay!
And then we started things off with a pair of tracks from The Hive's latest release, the first in, I think, 11 years, The Death of Randy Fitzsimmons.
Yeah, this is a huge accomplishment for the band. We had been speaking for years, questioning, when is there going to be a new Hives record? Because there had been a few singles released here and there, but for the most part, there was just nothing coming out of the camp indicating that they were having anything produced. And then, yeah, this came out just the other week after a few weeks of some singles being dropped, the first album from the band in 11 years.
Yeah, and we heard two tracks. We heard Stick Up and Trapdoor Solution to start off the episode this week. And we got lots more in store. Coming up next, though, we're going to be doing a little bit of a tribute to, a Canadian icon.
A Canadian icon, a great activist and incredible musician, Robbie Robertson, who passed away at the age of 80. He had a nice long life. He passed away on August 9th. Robertson, of course, is going to be best known, I think forever known, for his contributions to the band, and rightfully so, not only in terms of his great guitar playing, but also his songwriting. Although he didn't sing a lot of songs for the band, he wrote a great chunk of their material, having these really great, kind of rustic, timeless lyrics that really observed kind of the idea of the displacement of people in general. And I think Robertson had a lot of concern, a lot of empathy for people who were marginalized, that were oppressed. And certainly as he aged, he looked more into his own background, his own indigenous background, and he became a huge activist for his band that he belongs to. In fact, one of the things we should mention was that the family of Robertson asked if anyone wants to make donations to his reservation that he was registered for. They're actually developing a community center, so funds can go to that. After this set, we'll give you some more information on that if you're interested. But yeah, just a fantastic artist with a very long, complicated history that he expounds upon on his within his memoir Testimony.
Mm-hmm. In addition to, you know, when the band broke up, there is also his solo work. But I think more people actually know him, other than the band, from his soundtrack work. He did a lot of movie soundtrack work, including what is now the last thing that he did, I believe. He did the music for the upcoming Martin Scorsese movie. Flowers of the Killer Moon, I think, is the name.
Yeah, that was it. And he also contributed to the last Scorsese film, I believe, which was The Irishman. And, you know, he got nominated for some pretty prestigious awards for his work scoring that film and contributing to the soundtrack. So, you know, a very major talent. A lot of people have been giving tributes and writing think pieces just about the legacy of Robertson, and rightfully so. He was just an incredible musician and an all-around pretty amazing human being. So it's very sad to see that he's passed, although of course we can all be consoled with the fact that he had a very long, meaningful life and contributed so much incredible music into the world. So rather than be sad, we're gonna celebrate his life and his legacy, and we're gonna play a selection of material that he performed in various groups, primarily with the band, of course, mm-hmm. but then starting things off with this really incredible band that he helped form back in the early 1960s, the Canadian Squires.
Yeah, well, actually, I think he mentions this in his book. It is the band.
It is.
But before the band was the band, they were playing with Ronnie Hawkins, and they were kind of a little more raucous. And then they kind of connected with Bob Dylan, and they played with him on his infamous Electric tour. And we're going to play a track from the Royal Albert Hall show, but also the very first single they did, Leave on Helm singing. It is the band, but I forget what they were going to call themselves, but the label wanted them to call it Canadian Squires. And I think it was in his book, Robertson said that was just not a good thing to call the band at that time. But it's this really great song that a lot of people don't know, and perhaps it's because of the way it was named. The B-side, not as great as the A-side. So we're going to play the A-side, although the B-side is great. Very steeped in blues, as they were. We're going to start off with the Canadian Squires' 1965 single, Leave Me Alone, on Revolution Rock. In this next set, where we're paying tribute to Robbie Robertson.
I don't care what people say. Thank you.